Book of Psalms, chapter 29. Chapter 29 has an emphasis on the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord is repeated as a phrase numerous times. The voice of the Lord upon the waters. The voice of the Lord being powerful. It's full of majesty. It breaks the cedars. It divides the flames of fire. It shakes the wilderness. Praise God. You get the idea. The voice of the Lord is powerful. Powerful beyond anything else. Amen. And in view of all that it is and all that it does, it comes down to this. Do you hear the voice of God? Do you obey the voice of God? Amen. And that voice, of course, is contained in this book. And how important to be able to respond to that voice. Amen. I'm not preaching about the voice of God today. We're going to verses 10 and 11. Let's read together these two verses. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Praise God. I'm thankful that the chapter ends with this statement of God's power. The impact, the majesty, the blessing of his voice, and then finally the Lord's king, and he will minister to his people. And as we consider this idea of a flood, and that's what I want to share with you, faithful even in the flood. Amen. Faithful even in flood. We want to pray right now for the southeast coast of our country, inundated with a hurricane, and our brothers and sisters going through the flooding there, their churches, their homes, their places of business, so much disruption. And likewise in the Philippines being hit by a typhoon, and our brothers and sisters there, the pastors, the churches, and so much disruption, so much difficulty and problem. But our God, our God, amen. Let's pray for these two areas right now that God would minister to them. Father, we look to you. We believe you, Lord God, to do a mighty work now for those who are impacted by the floodwaters. Oh, God, that you would help each church, that you would help each pastor, that you would be with each family, each saint. Oh, Father, I pray that you would bring them through, that you would provide, God, your goodness, your blessing now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we glorify you. Jesus, we lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Minister, we pray. Protect, we pray. Make a way, Lord Jesus, and bring them through. Provide, Lord, we pray, in your goodness, your presence, your power. Push back the darkness, Lord. Oh God, bring your favor. Bring your protection. Bring your defense. Oh God, in your name now. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, praise God. Praise God. You may be seated. The Lord bless you. Disasters and catastrophes are upon the earth very much something that has been ongoing for years and centuries. However, we are seeing a change. Epidemics that come, the Bible calls them pestilence, and the prophetic word that came could not have seen the advances in technology and medical amazing aspects that are now in existence. But they did prophesy about the pestilence the new diseases, the bacteria that is immune to the medicines that at one time were able to knock them out and bring healing. It's interesting that evolution does not get the blame for those things. Evolution is heralded as the way things came to be, but when things evolve as far as these bacteria and diseases and so on, nobody says, oh, how great evolution is. They blame God. Where's God in the hurricane? Where's God in this and that? Well, if they would look for him with their whole heart, they'd find him. Amen. And thank God for the power that the Lord is able to reveal. Nonetheless, even here on the Kenai River, we've seen the devastation of floods. Brother Blackshear, when he pastored in Fairbanks, I believe it was 1968, and the Chena River flooded. And they lived in the basement of the church, and the flood, of course, came there. And how terrible it was to even find a loaf of bread in the store, and the difficulties that came as a result, and how he recognized the agencies that would help, the number of agencies that are supposed to be there and provide for people who are experiencing the disaster. Brother Blackshear said it was the Salvation Army that stepped forth more than anybody else. And so I'm glad for that testimony. All of the other agencies, and you can imagine the ones that are involved and are supposed to be giving help, and I suppose they do, but thank God for those who have a walk with the Lord and can step in as well. People in these crises, people in these times of difficulties have perhaps their attention on God more than at any other time, and that's when true worshipers in Christ can step forward and be able to have an outreach, be diligent with their testimony, with their witness, amen, praying for the opportunity to step in and say a word that would encourage and give direction and provide help and blessing. Praise God. I'm thankful that we are not overwhelmed by the flood, even when we are the recipients of it, even when we are impacted by it. Thank God we still put our trust in the Lord. Amen. And though the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says, you know, he's capable of doing that. He's capable of seeming to overwhelm and inundate and submerge those who would have hope. The Bible talks about in Isaiah 5 and 14, hell enlarging itself. Hell has a building program. We rejoiced on the building and thrilled about the first service happening in Kiana. Hell is expanding as well. Hell is increasing its capacity. And the things of the world that men pursue for security and for pleasure and trying to find satisfaction and happiness. The devil makes sure it's abundantly available and it's all there within reach. The Bible talks about the glory and the pomp and the multitude and the rejoicing, but they're going to descend, not go up. That's the difference. The devil brings down, not lifting up. The devil brings despair and depression and the discouragement. He doesn't bring the opposite of those things. Thank God we can put our trust in the Lord. Indeed, we are in the last days, which the Bible says are perilous. Perilous from the standpoint of safety. Perilous from the standpoint of security. Perilous from the standpoint of sickness. All of those aspects that are there. But certainly in the spiritual realm, there is a peril. Because there are many who have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. Thank God we know the power of godliness. We know the power of the Lord making a change in our lives, and we're not holding on to those things that would pull us down, but we're rejecting them, we're denying them, and we're reaching forward to the things that God has in store for us. Thank God that we're not going to defy or deny the power of godliness. We're going to see the hand of God doing a wonderful work. Nonetheless, the Bible gives this prophecy: evil men and seducers shall wax or become worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Not only do they bring forth a lie, but they live a lie and move in that realm continually. The devil is come, Revelation 12 and 12 says, and he's come down and he has wrath. But he also knows that he has but a short time. He knows that he is on a leash, that there cannot be an expansion beyond what God would provide for him or give to him. He knows that his time is short, and that's why he attempts to come in like a flood. But oh, I claim the promise of Isaiah 59 and 19. When the enemy shall come in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God the Spirit of the Lord is there. The Spirit of the Lord does a work. The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord, right at the beginning, when the world was without form and void, but the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the waters. Thank God. When there's water and when there's Spirit, there can be new creation. Thank God for being baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus. Thank God for being filled with the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost and the blessing of the Lord there, because the Spirit of the Lord will lift up. Amen. He'll lift you up. He'll lift your hopes. He'll lift your attitude. He'll lift the blessings. Thank God. Oh, I'm thankful that the blessings of the Lord are there to counter everything that the devil throws against you. But the power of God will lift you up. Praise God. Praise God. In Noah's day, the flood, the first flood that we hear about, the wickedness of man was great. The imagination of the thoughts of the heart were only evil continually. There was a spiritual flood that predated the actual flood. And that's what the Lord was bringing judgment upon the world for. Amen. Oh, if the evil could evaporate like the floodwaters, then Satan could be defeated. But he continued to infect and affect the people who were upon the earth. His attempts to overwhelm righteousness with the flood of evil continued. But I'm thankful that God helps us. God ministers to us. God provides for us. Amen. John was the last apostle. The original group had all passed on except for John. Now he is the lone one who had been of the 12 that the Lord had walked with for over 3 years. And John now faces great opposition. He is up against persecution that he had never faced before. Traditional history tells us that he was boiled in oil as a result of the Roman emperor being upset with him. And then he was exiled on the Isle of Patmos. You would think that flood would have pulled him under. You would think the whirlpools that existed of evil and wickedness would have drowned him. But he declares, as he writes the revelation of Jesus Christ, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Hallelujah. Yes, he was on that island. Yes, he was in exile. Yes, he was among the worst criminals of the empire of his day. But thank God, he would also declare, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Oh, yes, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up. The Spirit of the Lord will raise up. The Spirit of the Lord will not allow you to succumb to the floodwaters of evil that the devil would bring before you. The Lord is upon the flood. Amen. He's the King who is enthroned. He's not under the flood. He's not in the flood. He is upon the flood. Hallelujah. Nothing is going to pull him down. He is king forever. And thank God we can make him the king of our lives. We can make him the king of our hearts. We can make him the king of our homes. Amen. And everything that is done for his glory and for his praise. Amen. Satan tried to flood Jesus. Temptations in the wilderness, a 40-day fast, all of the things that the Lord was subjected to. The Bible just categorizes it as being tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. However, we have a window that opens up to show us three temptations that the devil brought before him. He fasted for 40 days, and the devil tempts him to turn the stones into bread. It wasn't just to satisfy his hunger. It wasn't just to give him nourishment. And the devil was not looking out for the Messiah and the Christ to try to provide for him. No, he was challenging him. If you're the Son of God, let's see your power. If you're the one who has come and has prophesied for centuries, then let me see what you can do. No, the Lord said, I'm going to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, and it is written. Praise God. And then the devil uses the word of God. He can twist the word. He can try to wrest the word of God to destruction. And he deceives people into doing that very thing as well. Cast yourself down, he said, for it is written. And he quoted the scripture. He'll give his angels charge over thee, and you're not going to dash your foot against the stone, and so on. And the Lord replied as well, it is written. Then finally he said, fall down and worship me. Notice the direction of all of his temptations. Notice what he's trying to do in bringing a flood upon the Lord. He's trying to bring him down. He's trying to make him come down. The downward direction of those deceits and that temptation is what the devil tried to do. But of course, the Lord defeated each one of them, declaring, it is written. Thank God we can have trust in this word. Thank God we can have confidence in the word of the Lord. Thank God that we can know the light that is there and walk in that light and live in the light. That wasn't the end of the persecution. That wasn't the end at the attempts of destruction. When the Lord rescued that woman in John 8 from the stoning that was sure to come her way, her life would not have made it into the noon hour if the Lord had not stepped forward and say, neither do I condemn thee. Amen. But in that process, and in that same chapter of John chapter 8, the Lord faced stoning himself. When he said, before Abraham was, I am. When he claimed that I am of the burning bush. When he claimed the I am that Moses had heard. When the Lord made it known that he is the Almighty God. Then they took up stones to stone him. It happened again in John 10 and 31. When they heard the Lord say, I and my Father are one. They took up stones to stone him because they knew what he was saying. He was making himself El Shaddai. He was making himself Jehovah Jireh. He was making himself the Almighty God. And thank the Lord, that's who we serve today. Thank God, that's who we know today. It's his name that is above every name that we've taken in the waters of baptism. Not just for a moment, not just for getting wet, but forever and for all time. The power of that name is there to minister in healing. The power of that name is there to minister in deliverance. The power of that name is there to deliver in every aspect that we face, no matter what the flood is. Hallelujah. The name above every name lifts us up above that flood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. And yet there came, after all the healings, after all the resurrection, after all the blind eyes being opened, the lepers being cleansed, the crippled made to walk, after all of those things came a trial of cruel mockings and scourging. This travesty of truth that they attempted there, and justice that was misguided, illegal proceedings that went on through the night. And then finally, the crucifixion. The hammer falling upon those spikes. The soldiers doing their job that they had done so many times before. And this one was no different. They stretched his arms out. They put his feet together. The spike went through. The blood spurted. No care, no compassion. And he hung there for 6 hours. Oh, there were those who cried out. There were those who declared, "He saved others." And that was true. And probably it may have been some of their own relatives, some of their own friends. "He saved others. Let him save himself." They didn't cry that. They didn't shout that out of concern, out of compassion, out of end the suffering now. This is horrible. Come down from the cross. No, they were mocking him. They were scorning him. They were scoffing him. And that torment continued for 6 hours. You talk about a flood. You talk about something that just wave after wave of pain and suffering. And the horrible aspects of it there. And then finally, him giving up the ghost. "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." But yet he prayed before that, "Forgive them, Father, forgive them." Oh, thank God for the work that he was able to do. He was not overwhelmed by the flood. He came forth conquering king. Resurrection was powerful. Hallelujah. And he would tell John who ran to the grave, and he outran Peter. Interesting that he put that in the gospel. I outran him. I got there first. Praise God. But he was told by the Lord, John was told on that isle of Patmos, "I am alive forevermore and have the keys of death and of hell." Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful that that victory comes forth. No matter what the circumstance, no matter what the difficulty, no matter what we're up against, praise God, we have a kingdom that cannot be moved. It cannot be shaken. It will remain. Hallelujah. And that's where we're going to plant our feet and not be moved away to some new philosophy, to some new idea, to some new age religion that comes upon. No, I'm going to stay with the Word of God. I'm going to hold on to His truth. Amen. Because God will demonstrate His care for His people. The Lord will give strength, that passage says. Samson received strength from the Spirit, but he didn't continue on with the work that God had for him. Ezra is there to restore the temple, to rebuild Jerusalem. They have the reading of the law, and there's restoration of what the law dictated to them. And all the people stood for the reading, and he declared in Nehemiah 8 and 10 as well, Nehemiah joining with that force that would come to rebuild. "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Thank God that the Lord would put a joy within us, even when there's tears, even when you're in a nursing home, even when your life is ebbing away from you. Like Sister Wade, you can raise your hand and begin talking in tongues. Hallelujah. As the Spirit of God would move and work. Amen. Oh, that joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise God. Yes, it makes us march. It makes us clap. It makes us dance. Hallelujah. But there can come the joy of the Lord in the midnight hour when you know God is lifting me above the flood. The flood is not going to pull me under. The flood is not going to drag me down. The Lord is King forever, and He sits upon the flood and He lifts me up. Hallelujah. And I know the strength that He's able to give in the joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Thank God for His power and His blessing. I'm not going to walk away from that. I'm not going to find a substitute for it. I'm not going to look for something else that would be a little more compatible with what culture feels is important today. I'm going to stay with the Word of God. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Thank God that I know that power that he's able to give and the strength he's able to provide. Paul would pray in Ephesians 3:16 that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Oh, hallelujah. The outer man is growing older. The outer man is becoming more fragile and more frail. The outer man has the years go by, and thank you for the electric downrigger. Amen. I won't have to crank like mad coming back up from 90 feet. Amen. Where the King Salmon are. And oh, I'm thankful that God continues to give us strength. Thank God that he continues to provide that strength, and we hold on to his blessing, hold on to his power. And the Bible says, the Lord will bless his people with peace. Strength and peace. Praise God. Psalm 119, 165. Great peace have they which love thy law. Great peace from the loving the law. And nothing shall offend them. Another translation says, nothing will cause them to stumble. Oh, the devil's. That's his job. He's trying to make you stumble. He's trying to deceive you. He's trying to drag you down. But thank God, there's great peace that the Lord would give, and it'll help you to keep going. It'll help you to stay upright. It'll help you to keep moving on in the kingdom of God. Praise God. Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Thank God. It's not just peace, but it's perfect peace. Amen. That's what the Lord gives. Isaiah 48:18. Oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments, the Lord declares. Hearken to my commandments. Then thy peace would be as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Thank God for peace that is able to do all of those things and provide that stability, provide that strength, provide that blessing that we need. It passes understanding. It keeps your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Thank God that we have to be in the place we're calling upon him, trusting him, giving thanks, amen, and that peace that passes understanding. Philippians 4:6 and verse 7 comes into our hearts and lives, and we know how great it is. Moreover, the Word of God says, Colossians 3:15, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful we can be part of the church, part of his body, the body of Christ. Amen. The blessings that are there. No, the Lord challenges his people. They're standing on the banks of the Jordan. Jericho is on the plain. It's probably within view. How are we going to get across? The river's in flood. Take up the ark. Symbolic of the presence of God. Let the priests start marching. And as soon as they get their feet wet, praise God, you got to get your feet wet sometimes, as the saying goes. You got to be willing to step out. You got to be willing to stand on the promises and step forward and believe. When the priests got their feet wet, it was like a huge dam came in place, an invisible dam. And the waters heaped up. That'd be interesting to see. How do waters heap up? That's what the scripture says. They heaped up. Praise God. And they went across on dry ground. That ark, that covenant, stayed in the middle. The presence of God was in the midst. It was right there with them. And they went across on dry ground. God's challenge was for them to believe that. Amen. And the Lord would be there and provide for them. That's why Isaiah 43:2 says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. There's not going to be the flood. When thou walkest through the fire, Thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Thank God. Every obstacle that the devil puts in your way, every flood that he tries to bring upon you, thank God, it becomes just an opportunity for God to show his power, to display the goodness that he has in store for you. Every obstacle becomes an opportunity for God, and he will show his goodness. So the Lord challenges his people. Go ye into all the world. Go. And then he says, cast out devils. Praise God. Speak with new tongues. Handle deadly things without hurt. Heal the sick. Praise God. Oh, what an incredible testimony Brother Springer gave, being in Bangladesh a few weeks ago. And the hand of the Lord being displayed in tremendous healings, amazing miracles, and over 5,300 of them receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Brother Springer said a little boy reached out and tugged on his sleeve, trying to get his attention. He turned to see what the boy wanted, and he pointed to his friend and said, he can see, he can see. And come to find out, those boys had brought a blind boy, a friend of theirs, to the service. They brought him up to the front to be prayed for. God touched him and healed him. And those little boys were rejoicing. He can see. He can see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, thank the Lord. His power is available to everybody. His power is available to Sister Wade. His power is available to the young children in Sunday school. His power is available to everyone who claims it and believes it and trusts God for it. Hallelujah. Thank God that there is the fulfillment of what God declared in his word when he said, I am with you always. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm trusting God to confirm his word with signs following. The Lord was working with them as they went everywhere preaching the gospel. God help us to take the challenge. God help us to step forward into the harvest. God help us to recognize he's sitting on the flood. He is king forever. And his kingdom is going to grow. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, thank the Lord. We can face the flood with the Heavenly Father. Let me tell you, there are floods of popular opinion today. Popular opinion that says you don't have to live in holiness. You don't have to walk in godliness. You can follow the standard set by Hollywood, not holiness. No, we're going to walk according to the word of God. Amen. Amen. Now let me ask you, everybody here, was any one of you an atheist? You didn't believe in God at all, didn't believe that there was a God. Were any of you an atheist before you came to the Lord? No, I believed, I crossed myself 100 miles an hour, I believed. Amen. Went to communion and confession, whether I needed it or not. I believed, but I wasn't saved. Amen. If you believe the popular doctrine today, the popular doctrine, and Nathaniel and Amelia and Thomas and AJ, they're being inundated with this. They're being subjected to all of these opinions and ideas and these thoughts. All you have to do is believe. You don't have to be baptized. You don't have to receive the Holy Ghost. You don't have to be in obedience. You don't have to walk in holiness. You don't have to listen to that old preacher. You don't have to go to church. Well, I read in James 2:19 that the devils believed. So if I endorse the idea that all I have to do is believe, I'm in the same class as the devil. I'm in the same level as the devil. Let's just believe. You know why the devil believes? He was in the presence of Almighty God. And then he disobeyed. And then he did wrong. And he got kicked out. That's why he believes there's one God. and he trembles. Praise God. And that's why the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. I'm going to believe and I'm going to obey. I'm going to believe and I'm going to follow. I'm going to believe and I'm going to do the word of God. Hallelujah. Because I know God blesses. I know God provides. I know God keeps us above the flood. I know he reigns as king forever. Oh, let's worship the Lord together now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. You can be an overcomer. You don't have to be overcome. Amen. The devil comes with his lies and with his deceit. My mom told Sister Glover as well. The devil would come and tell her, just have one drink. Just one drink, you'll feel so much better. Just try it. Nobody needs to find out. Nobody will know. Just have one drink. And in her alcoholic lifestyle before that, that would have spelled disaster. And don't kid yourself. You can't handle it. The devil will make sure there's a flood that comes in that inundates you and drowns you down. But, oh, thank God, my mom would say, no, I'm not going to do that. She'd get out the word of the Lord. She'd put gospel music on. Amen. Amen. In her wavery little voice, she'd start singing it as well. Amen. Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Oh, yes. Thank God for the power that God would bring into our lives. When the enemy tries to come in like a flood, the Lord is upon that flood and lifts you up and blesses you. You do not have to be overcome. You can be an overcomer. Praise God. And the Lord's challenge is, you flood the world. You flood the world. And that was the accusation that came against the church. You filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. The apostles' doctrine. Amen. Not just some, all you have to do is believe. No, the apostles' doctrine. Because the apostles' doctrine brought about healing for the lame man. It brought about the resurrection of Tabitha. It raised up Aeneas out of his bed of paralysis. It caused that young man Eutychus to rise up off the floor where he had fallen three stories down. Praise God. It's power. I'm not going to let go of that power. These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also. That's how to describe the believers. That's how to describe the church. Turning the world upside down. God wants to use you to flood this world with his truth, to flood this world with his light. Praise God. Floodlights? Good idea. Amen. Brother Norm, I remember you climbing up the ladder out here, putting that light fixture on. I've been there a long time. A floodlight. A floodlight. Praise God. Let's let the floodlight come out of our hearts and our lives. As the Lord shows what God can do to redeem and save. Hallelujah. Because he's king upon the flood forever. Let's stand today. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. Strength, blessing, and peace, what we receive when we look to that King, when we call on his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come and gather in here now for a few minutes. God bless you so much. You're a great church. You're a great people. And I think God is going to do a great work. Amen. 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 Great work that he'll do in you. The healing, the blessing, praise God. And then the truth that is championed and all the flood of evil that comes against that truth. But our God raises up his power. Amen. Let's praise him for a bit here right now. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh,